I think it's a shame.
It was asked by reporters just minutes ago if the deadline of tomorrow still stands for Russian President Putin to agree to some sort of deal.
It's going to be up to him. We're going to see what he has to say. It's going to be up to him. Very disappointing.
Trump had proposed talks. The Kremlin said today it was possible next week. A senior FBI official who served as acting director in the first weeks of the Trump administration has been forced out. Jake Rosen reports Brian Driscoll is one of three exits from the bureau.
Driscoll, importantly, was the FBI agent, obviously at the top of that organization for a very short period of time, who slowed down and tried to stop the Trump administration's move to gather information on the agents who worked on the Trump investigations and also January 6th. That is hundreds of agents.
In the Texas redistricting battle, Senator John Cornyn claims he's now gotten the FBI involved in bringing back Democratic lawmakers. Reporter Trevor Sohocki.
We're still not sure exactly what level of involvement the FBI is going to be in this case. Are they going to be going across state lines? Are they going to physically arrest these lawmakers and bring them back into Texas?
A federal judge has ordered a temporary halt to construction of the Immigration Detention Center in Florida, known as Alligator Alcatraz. Attorneys are arguing over whether it violates environmental laws. Eleanor Watson reports from the Pentagon some transgender service members will be losing benefits.
The Air Force is denying early retirement benefits for transgender service members with 15 to 18 years of service, even though they're being forced to retire early. The Pentagon has required all transgender service members to either self-identify to leave or gradually be pushed out.
Linda Kenyon reports the administration's canceling billions of dollars in funding for solar energy programs.
The $7 billion grant program approved under the Biden administration was meant to help pay for residential solar projects for nearly 1 million homes in low-income communities. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, who released a statement calling the funding a boondoggle, said authority for the program was eliminated under President Trump's tax and spending bill signed into law last month. Environmental groups, state departments of energy, and other clean energy advocates have threatened lawsuits to prevent the EPA from killing the grants.
In Israel, the security cabinet's weighing a possible expansion of the war in Gaza. Prime Minister Netanyahu said on Fox today that Israel would take control of Gaza. On Wall Street today, stocks finished lower, the Dow off 224. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Thunderstorms could roll through this afternoon through early tomorrow with a chance of strong to severe storms with large hail and damaging winds. After the storms clear, hot and humid weather is likely to stick. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. NCIS is investigating that fatality at Naval Station Great Lakes. The Lake McHenry County Scanner website reports a man died from a gunshot wound at the base's firing range yesterday afternoon. Officials say there was no active shooter threat and the medical examiner was called to the scene. The victim's name has not yet been made public. The elimination of the Sturtevant Police Department was a topic this morning on the Don Rosen Show. Brett McCoy, president of the Sturtevant Professional Police Association, and Officer Matthew Bagansky with Sturtevant Police joined the program. They talked about how the department is facing a possible shutdown as the village board debates a plan to outsource law enforcement to the Racine County Sheriff's Office. The two said they had no warning about the proposal and are asking the community to give their thoughts. The next discussion on the issue is scheduled for the board meeting on August 12th. You can hear that full interview at WRJN.com. Racine leaders say they've fulfilled their obligations in a long contract dispute with the firefighters union over health insurance language. The union disagrees and put out a statement earlier in the week saying that a state labor board has ruled in their favor. The union says they plan to seek more state guidance. And Racine Unified is launching a new program to address the rise in student vaping. Check out the report on the Racine County Eye about how they're focusing on education and support rather than punishment. You can go deeper on that vaping story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pack prepares for the Jets.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the New York Jets this Saturday night. Are the players looking forward to playing in their first preseason game? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Yeah, it's always excitement, especially going back out in Lambeau, man, like going out to see the fans and, you know, just that environment. It's a different feel. You get chills, and I'm excited, you know, for whatever that may be, you know, going out there. I'm excited for it.
Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before opening a weekend series against the Mets. The Crew beat the Braves 5-4 to complete a three-game sweep in Atlanta. Pat Murphy praised Jose Quintana and the pitching staff after the victory.
Bullpen was special tonight. Q, six-inning start. You look at that lineup. Eli White is as hot as anybody. He's got four homers in the last five games or something. Albies, Olsen, Ozuna, Murphy, Profar, Harris. Those guys are all have been an all-star or whatever. That's a good lineup.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Slight storm chance. Lows in the low 70s. Hazy, hot and humid tomorrow. High in the upper 80s to 90. Heat index approaching 100. 80s and muggy for the weekend. Scattered storms possible. Currently it's 85.
It's time for Kurt Vollmann's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1964.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Let's fire up the old time machine, crank the radio dial to 1964, and take a ride back to the days of tail fins, transistor radios, and teenagers who thought that soda fountains were a basic human right. A cheeseburger was 30 cents, a Coke was a dime, and flirting involved passing a folded note and hoping the teacher didn't catch you. Oh, and if you had a dollar, well, you were basically Elon Musk. On the radio in 1964, we were listening to The Beatles.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I got no kick against modern jazz.
1964, it's the Beatles in rock and roll music on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1964. Now, their version of that song, originally by Chuck Berry, is a significant part of their history, particularly their early years. It was a staple in their live performances, notably during their Hamburg and Cavern Club days, and it later appeared on their Beatles for Sale album. Well, in 1964, Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act.
Congress passes the most sweeping civil rights bill ever to be written into the law, and thus reaffirms the conception of equality for all men that began with Lincoln and the Civil War 100 years ago. The Negro won his freedom then. He wins his dignity now.
On the radio in 1964, we were listening to Manfred Mann and Doo Wah Diddy Diddy on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1964.
There she was, just walking down the street singing Doo Wah Diddy. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum, holding my hand just as natural as can be singing Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, every single day singing Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum. Well, I'm hers,
I'm hers,
she's mine,
she's mine,
I'm hers,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
From 1964, it's Manfred Mann and Doo Wah Diddy Diddy on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1964. That song was originally recorded by the Exciters a year earlier in 1963, but Manfred Mann's version became a massive hit, reaching number one both in the U.S. and in the U.K. Well, 1964 saw the introduction of Diet Pepsi and a rather cringeworthy by today's standards commercial.
We're a nation of sightseers, and this is one of our nation's most beautiful sights. The kind of girl watchers watch. The kind of girl who keeps her figure, keeps her cool. With the help of ice-cold Diet Pepsi-Cola. One bottle, one calorie. And that honest of Pepsi taste. The one taste that beats the others cold. Diet Pepsi. Try it. Someone will be watching.
And on the radio in 1964, we were listening to Martha and the Vandellas dancing in the street. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1964.
In
1964. It's Martha and the Vandellas and Dancing in the Street on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1964. That was by far Martha and the Vandellas' biggest hit, and it was co-written by Marvin Gaye, who was, at the time, a songwriter for Motown. Well, in 1964, a brand new TV show debuted, Bewitched. Is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year featuring the class of 1964. Be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for another 5 o'clock class reunion.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
Genuine, my glove should be.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And now a song that became the first hit for John Denver, who was known previously as the songwriter for Leaving on a Jet Plane, which he performed with the Jad Mitchell Trio, but became a major hit for Peter, Paul, and Mary in 1969. In 1971, here's John Denver and Take Me Home Country Roads on WRJN.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
Big man now, but he'll cut you down to size. Wait and Becky's gonna save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. What do you say we get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom?
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. At this point, there's at least consensus about more discussions. The elimination of the Sturtevant Police Department was a topic this morning on the Don Rosen Show. Brett McCoy, president of the Sturtevant Professional Police Association, and Officer Matthew Bagansky with Sturtevant Police joined the program. They talked about how the department is facing a possible shutdown as the village board debates a plan to outsource law enforcement to the Racine County Sheriff's Office. McCoy posed a question to the community.
You know, I ask the citizens of Sturtevant and then the citizens of Racine area, would you rather have local control or would you rather have an outside agency to come in and do your police services? Just look at the quality of service aspect of it.
The two said they had no warning about the proposal and are asking the community to give their thoughts. The next discussion on the issue is scheduled for the board meeting on August 12th. You can hear that full interview at WRJN.com. Thunderstorms could roll through this afternoon through early tomorrow with a chance of strong to severe storms with large hail and damaging winds. After the storms clear, hot and humid weather is likely to stick. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. Getting north through Racine County on the interstate may be a little slow. Drivers on a stretch near Highway 20 should prepare for delays today as the DOT closes two inside lanes for pavement repairs. One lane will reopen this afternoon, but the other will stay closed all weekend as the concrete sets. Officials are warning drivers to plan for backups. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Slight storm chance. Lows in the low 70s. Hazy, hot, humid tomorrow. High in the upper 80s to 90. Heat index approaching 100. 80s and muggy for the weekend. Scattered storms possible. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Started the whole world crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole. I looked at the sky.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Diane Carlson is here. She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
Racine is the home of so many great art galleries. One of my favorites is OS Projects on 6th Street. I like how they carefully curate their exhibits, and there's usually an emphasis on Midwest artists, and they often have ties to Racine.
Okay.
And of course, I'm a big fan of the fact that entry at OS Projects is always free.
Mm-hmm.
This Saturday, OS Projects is opening their newest exhibit. It's titled Gut Symmetry. It features paintings and prints by Chicago artist Catherine Solomon, who happens to have been born and raised in Racine. I noticed one of her prints has Augusta Street in the title. Running through October 11th, the exhibit features two different bodies of work. There's small gouache paintings and there's monotype prints. The gouache paintings follow strict rules. They use limited tools. And then the monotype prints incorporate a little more chance, a little more abstraction. In both of them, the artist is facilitating escape, something that soothes and surprises. What a portal to somewhere else. It sounds like a really neat juxtaposition of two different styles. The exhibit will be available to explore on Saturdays until October 11th, but this weekend, on August 9th, there's an opening reception that includes the artist, and they're open from 1 to 3. More information, and probably a better description than I just shared, is on their website at osprojects.art. osprojects.art.
Is that going to do it today?
That's going to do it for today.
All right. And if we want more information on these and other arts activities in the community, where do we go for that?
You can check out the Art Pact event calendar at racineartscouncil.org.
racineartscouncil.org. All right. Diane Carlson, executive director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
I can't get no when I'm driving in my car and I'm
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It says here researchers found that ants are so tidy that they create restroom areas in their nests. I hope they always remember to turn on the exhaust fan.
If all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow. He's going to have a preview of this Sunday night's Racine Concert Band concert. Brett Hoffman will join him from Marcus Theaters, and Mike Clemens discusses the week in sports. It's all on the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning, 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks, melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644, or online at hoglawyer.com.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect through the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO. Move boldly. Dance freely.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way with Chris Morrow. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
No matter what you are,
WRJN.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. It's unclear where the talks stand between Russia, Ukraine, and President Trump.
They would like to meet with me, and I'll do whatever I can to stop the killing.
Olivia Rinaldi has more from the White House.
President Trump said that Russian President Putin does not need to meet with President Zelensky before he meets with Putin. There was some reporting about that earlier today. The president said, no, I'm open to meeting